Stealing food. Eating what belongs to others puts me in a good mood. Though my friends say that I shouldn't, there is nothing that I wouldn't steal. Food. I'm a veritable gastronomic kleptomaniac. While my friends are having dinner is when I like to attack. I say, look, what's that behind you? And they turn around to see. Then I finish what they're eating and I say it wasn't me. Stealing food. Chiefing chips and pinching Pringles puts me in a good mood. Food is so much more delicious if my friends are all suspicious. Stealing food. Now the most efficient way to satisfy your appetite is to eat from your friend's cupboards in the middle of the night. But no matter if you're tempted, you should never take the lot. Leave the packaging behind, remind them what they haven't got. Stealing food. When I risk it for a biscuit, then I'm in a good mood. It's the best of all decisions, going klepto on provision. Stealing food. At the local supermarket, they've got food on every shelf. Simply hide it in your jumper, you can take it for yourself. If the camera doesn't see you and you're relatively quick, you can fill yourself for days with all the things that you can nick. Stealing food. Run awaying without paying puts me in a good mood. With my method tried and tested, I will never be arrested. Stealing food. On the A1M in Hatfield, there's a warehouse, yes, that's right. Massive lorry loads of food go in and out all day and night. If you're clever with your timing, and there's 10 of you at least, you'll be driving home a lorry with a veritable feast. Stealing food. Jacking lorry loads from Sainsbury's puts me in a good mood. Stealing food. Pinch the peanuts, nick the knick-knacks, take the tea bags, burgle the beef burgers, grab the grape juice, rob the rice cakes, heist the hobnobs, volley les vol-au-vent, lift the Lurpak, snatch the snacker jacks, jack the Jaffa cakes, pick up the penguins, yoink the yum-yums, swipe the sweeties, steal.